Hello, Libra friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Libra April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. This is for you if Libra is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Libra placement you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're very late degree Libra friends, so birthdays are on October 15th through the rest of the sign, or Libra degrees like 23 degrees to the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Scorpio report as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. So, wow, this month, I'm calling the theme of this month, the clash of the cosmic titans. Aries eclipse opposes your sign. So not only do you still have that Libra eclipse in your sign, still here present energetically from March 25th. I mean, it was just a little bit before April that eclipse happened. And we know, or at least as I've been showing you through my work, if you're new to my work, eclipses don't just affect us on the day that they happen. They have a timeline, 4 to 6, sometimes 8 weeks before and after each eclipse, where it's very active and full of manifestations. We also have a 2-year cycle that the transiting nodes are in the signs that are the eclipses are happening in. So in this case, Aries and Libra, the storylines cover this 2-year period. And so Libra's in the hot seat. So this is a really big time. So we are going to talk at length, not only about this eclipse that's happening in Aries opposing your sign, but also the fact that this is a very rich Aries month. All of those planets are opposing your sign and lighting up your seventh house of relationships and partnerships. So I'm going to give you some really great ways to use this intention, this energy intentionally, because it is intense and there will be things that happen beyond your control. The nature of eclipses are that they are very karmic. They bring things that were meant to be, things that are unavoidable. We can only have say in what we do with the things that happen sometimes at the eclipse time. So I want to give you some ways to feel empowered to use this energy. And we'll talk about lots of other things. We have a once in 84 year conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus. That's a big deal. We've got lingering Pisces energies. We've got that brilliant full moon that will be lighting up your money house. So we've got a lot to talk about. So let's just go step by step here. I'm going to lead with this clash of cosmic titans because this is the biggest thing that's happening, and it's a series of layers that is affecting you, and they're all pointing towards the same energetics. So we're going to start there. The sun transiting North Node, transiting Chiron, Mercury in retrograde from April 1st through April 25th, all in Aries. A little bit into April, Venus will also be in Aries. Once we get into May, Mars will then go to Aries. So we've got this extended period of time of short and long-term activity in the seventh house of partnerships, which is in a 180 degree opposite to you. The reason why this is significant is because there are certain mathematical connections astrologically that activate certain types of things. They have a certain frequency. They bring a certain type of energetic and experience. Opposition makes you feel like you're being pulled in two different directions, but it can also help you to juggle everything in your life in a superhero, superhuman way. You know, where you're forced through things over here and things over here happening, where you've got to do them both, and then you tap into, you know, superhuman capacities in order to manage all of this stuff. So it's a very exciting time full of potential. And all of these storylines are leading to this Aries energy, which is autonomy, which is, you know, free expression, which is authenticity, which is boldness, daring, you know, even adventurous, pioneering, trailblazing, individual. But everything that happens in Aries, and there are so many layers, as I've just outlined, that also happens in Libra's relationship house. So Libras don't get a break, right? When anything transits through Libra, then it goes through your first house of Aries. So it's like every time you're thinking about other people or thinking about yourself, you have to, there the other people are. And this shows in your chart too. Every time it's like time in the cosmos for you and your energy, it's in your relationship house. So it's like, wow, okay, you guys are really doing it, finding the balance, right? This is the point. So all of these energetics, and actually before I go into that, I just want to give you the degrees. So in the March reports, I talked about the Libra eclipse. We're not going to get that much into it, but I'll just give you a quick review. 5-degree Libra lunar full moon lunar eclipse, March 25th. That is going to affect everyone, but the closer you have to 5 degrees, you might see a more notable connection from or notable outcomes. So those are basically September born people, and the closer to around September 26th, 27th, around there, the more of a direct hit. Now for this one, the new moon on April 8th, this is a 19 degree solar eclipse in Aries. And this is going to highlight So basically, if it's at 19 degrees, we'll say 14 degrees to 24 degrees. The closer to 19 degrees, the more direct hit. This is like October 4th through October 14th. And the closer to around, you know, the 9th, the more you're getting that direct hit. Okay, so now we have to also remember that the new moon in Aries is also the astrological new year kickoff party. Because the new astrological year began March 21st. And now the new moon in Aries is always like the kickoff party for the astrological new year. So this is a time of so many new beginnings, radical changes, karmic clearing through the eclipses, but we're right in the midst of a Mercury retrograde. So, and also still Pisces, lingering Pisces transit. So we've got part of the cosmos saying, go, active, forward motion. And all the outer planets are also still going direct. But then we have Pisces energy being introspective, quiet, internal. Also, we've got the retrograde energy saying, go inward, go backward, deal with what's right in front of you. You know, don't try to force anything outward, but the Aries energies are going to want you to do that. So the best way to handle this is to deal with the squeaky wheels, not try to force anything to happen. When you start to experience frustration, dial it back and just deal what's around you instead of your agenda. Because the things that need to be addressed are going to call out to you very loudly. And if you're trying to push the things that you're still trying to do, then you might wind up with frustration. And if your things are flowing well, go with them. But, you know, you'll see that if you're off track, it will show up very quickly in the form of frustration. Okay, so now I want to talk about some great ways that you can use the energetics, the combination of Aries energy combined with the Libra house of the seventh house, to actively use this to feel empowered in this time so that you can work with the energies and not just be dealing with what comes to you, okay? So pioneering new relationship dynamics. This pioneering spirit of Aries is something that you can embrace. Some new opportunities may come to you for some different ways of doing a relationship. And this could be an experimentation time. Mercury retrogrades are always great for experimentation because they lend themselves to short-term things. So if you're like trying something on, you know, let's say you're trying on taking one day a week to do your own thing, or trying on taking a solo trip, which we'll get to some more of those possibilities later. You know, things that you're trying on, this is like an exciting time for experimenting. So anything where you're using the boldness of Aries to redefine what partnership means to you is going to be activating this, including unconventional relationship structures. So we've got the energy of unconventionality coming in multiple ways, including the Jupiter-Uranus connection, which is on April 20th. We'll talk about that later. But also the combination of Aries and Libra is really activating this. And along those lines, you can challenge relationship norms. So, you know, shaking up the status quo by having relationships have to be a certain way. You know, I'm not making any specific suggestions, but just some things that I've seen. I've seen married people who have their own homes. I've seen, you know, married people who have their own rooms. I remember my grandparents would always have their own rooms, and people were like, gosh, what is wrong with them? Until you get older and you realize, wow, people, that's why they stay together for 70 years because they had their own room, you know, and you have a space to escape to. So those types of things, they're rebellious, they ask you to question societal conventions, you know, it's an energy that can feel authentic and empowering for you once you tap into the possibilities. Libra energies are so used to people-pleasing that the idea of coming up with something new like this to test or experiment might be a little bit surprising or shocking to you or people around you, but this is a time to tune into this. Okay, so what I was alluding to before, this topic of embarking on solo adventures. Libra people need their space. You're always going to have important key relationships. You're not going to get out of that. That's part of what you're doing here, right? But you really need to balance it with your own time. So this thrill of solo exploration, again, even if it's just a day out, if that's all you can do, if you're a parent or you're a caretaker or you're busy, maybe it's an hour out. I know many people and myself also, an hour to myself or an hour to someone's self can be like, wow, what you can get done in that time or what you can experience in that time could be amazing. So whether it's a day, whether it's an hour, whether it's a trip of any length of time, this energy of using, you know, just kind of like a spontaneous experience where, you know what, I'm in the mood to go to the beach myself. Of course, I'm saying that in Florida because in March we go to the beach. But, you know, you might not be going to the beach. Maybe you are going on a snowy trek or wherever you are. So this energy of independence of Aries can cultivate this self-reliance combined with adventure in whatever way that can work for you, and while still maintaining this deep connection with your partner. And you may find that this actually adds to your relationships, because when you can refuel, you have more to give. So, and I know Libras love to give. Something else that you can actively use this energy for is to lead dynamic relationship discussions. So sometimes there are no-fly zones in relationships, and sometimes there are things that need to be dealt with, and Mercury retrograde can tend to bring things flying out from under the rug. So anything that got swept under through people-pleasing or through necessity, when Mercury retrograde happens, we pull the rug up and everything is flying all over the place. Oh, things you haven't dealt with. There they are. Got to deal with it. So you could proactively lead a dynamic relationship discussion, and this can bring, you know, stimulation with, you know, mental stimulation. And Libra, this is so important. As you probably know, as a Libra, if you can't engage in mentally stimulating discussions with people, you will go actually bonkers. So this could be a good time where you can even use card games, or, you know, just other apps or something that can lead into interesting discussions. There's an app, and I'm not promoting this, I don't get paid for this, just one that I've heard of called Evergreen, where it like poses questions that you ask with your partner. And something like that might be good at this time, because it can harness the energy of exploration, but combine it with the energy of relationship, and it's really great. So it can bring these deep and meaningful discussions that can inspire growth. Something else is about risk, embracing risk. So maybe that is you finally get a new accountant because your other one is terrible and you haven't wanted to not have anyone, and so you've just avoided it. There may be some shaking up in not just your personal relationships, but also service relationships, like people that help you or people that you help. Trying some different things on in this arena can also like take that adventurous energy. You know, maybe you try someone new for doing something around your house and you find that you like them even better. I know for me, I had this family accountant for a long time, and gosh, he really gotten to be a super pain. But then I didn't want to leave him because he was in the family, and just the whole thing. And then finally I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And right before I made the decision to do it, he said he's moving on to go do like big company ones. And I was like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do it. But I was willing to take the risk. And now I have the best accountant ever. So, you know, it's just this energy of kind of like risking that whatever it is you're worried about. Now, I'm not saying you should take dangerous risks. There's a difference here, okay? But like something that feels risky to you because it's shaking up the stability a little bit, or your comfort zone, where you can embrace these new experiences and possibilities. Okay, then there's the energy of harnessing the power of passion. If there's something you've been super excited about and you haven't been able to manifest or express or utilize this, this could be a time where people close to you or people that you work with, that you can express this passion to them. So excitement, vitality, newness, breakthroughs, all of that's the energy of this time, and it's activating this space. So it can definitely be intense, but it can also be very rewarding. Something else you can do is to cultivate intimate courage. Okay, so maybe talking to someone about something that's been bothering you. Maybe it's not a good idea to do that. You'll have to tune in. Maybe you want to write about it first and then rip it up just to make sure that you're clear about what you want to say to the person. But, you know, the word courage is one that is definitely very strong for this time. So being vulnerable, embracing transformative energy of the eclipses and these other transits, anything having to do with fostering greater trust and authenticity, all of these things are what's happening right now. You can also celebrate relationship uniqueness. Sometimes it's very easy to get very critical when you're with someone a lot, or whether it's your accountant or your partner, you know, or your kids. The more in close proximity you are, sometimes it's easy to try to pinpoint and fine tune to get everything where it needs to be. But there is uniqueness in every relationship, and this could be a time when you celebrate and honor the individual connections, the quirks, the idiosyncrasies, you know, and fall back in love with people in your life. This is a really fun time for you to really embrace the things that make the individuals different and that make yourself different. Okay, so I'm going to give you one more here, and then we're going to move on to the next divisions of things that we have to talk about for this month. Forging empowering relationship dynamics. So this has to do with figuring out what empowerment is and what disempowerment is in your particular situation. So we're so used to disempowering aspects or disempowering layers of dynamics of relationships because we are the sum total of what our forefathers and mothers dumped onto us, both societally and ancestrally, you know, in our own gene bank. So this is a time where questioning what empowerment is, maybe it's changed for you, getting updated with how you feel empowered, whether you're, you know, hiring somebody to pet sit or whether you're talking about your most close personal relationships. This is a time to look for where the respect and the cooperation and the shared empowerment, like really get on the same team with somebody. And that's something else that's really brought up by this opposition energy. It can oppose where someone is working against you or you feel like someone's working against you or they feel like someone else feels like you're working against them. This opposition can bring that up, but it can also bring up the energy of getting on the same page, realizing you're on the same team and being on this seesaw together. You know, you're on the same team, you're doing it together, and the more you can remember that really what benefits each of you is going to benefit the other, then you can look for empowered possibilities. Okay, so hopefully I have you excited about all of these potentials. Now we can talk about some other things. We've got a lot of Pisces energy still. It's unusual to have so much Pisces representation this late in the season. Usually that has passed by now, but we've got Mars all month long in Pisces. It will go into Aries and bring more of this Aries energy in May for you, but we have it in Pisces for now. And Venus for the first week, we've still got a little longer of Venus in Pisces. So this is an awkward angle for Libra. This can bring up some emotional things. This can bring up, you know, a little conflict between your intuition and what you feel like you have to do. And all of this is centered around your work, your daily routine, your health, your wellness, your pets, your office space, you know, the things that you do every day, and the systems that are at the core of your life. So everybody has some semblance of a system, or I guess lack thereof, right? Where you wake up, you do these certain things, you go to these certain places, you know, you have a rhythm by which you get everything done. So this is a time where there's some emotion around that routine, and there may be some things shaking up there. Okay, so on the topic of water, let's talk about the Scorpio full moon in your second house of money. Fullness, completion, fruition, drama can come to, I don't remember if I mentioned before, Mercury retrograde is actually happening in Aries in that seventh house too. So you've got just a massive amount of layers of all the things that we talked about. Okay, so the full moon, fullness, completion, fruition, drama, manifestation, elucidation, coming to all things Scorpio in the days around April 18th, so very strong around April 15th through around April 21st, and this can bring emotional topics of money, shared money, inheritance, intimate situations, debt, credit, loans, all of those things can come up and something notable can happen here. Maybe you pay something off or maybe you get news that you're going to have access to money that you need. But in any case, two money houses are being aspected here. The intangible money of stocks and, you know, just things that are less hard to quantify or less easy to quantify from the Scorpio perspective. But it's in the house of earned money, tangible things, you know, home, car, things that are materially valuable, not just like a stock that's on paper or whatever. Okay, so both of these are being activated for you, and you may find that you have new motivation, new information about your financial consciousness. You may find that money that you were due comes to you. This could be a time where maybe a tax return comes in or where you get news that maybe you overpaid or underpaid. You know, all of this can happen, bringing important financial news. But you can use this actively to reveal and release information about your financial consciousness and what your next steps are to reach your financial goals and your security goals. Okay, so I want to talk about that. Okay, so I've created a new page. I'm finding that when I'm on the mobile app on YouTube, that the way that they're advertising and popping up weird things, I can't very clearly see where my playlist is after my videos or how to access that. I don't know what the view is on the podcast view, but I have a page now, anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, where I have an updated, constantly refreshing YouTube list and the corresponding podcast list playlist where you can access everything without the madness of whatever showing up on YouTube or whatever venue you're watching on. So this is like a place that you can just watch or listen with less going on. Okay. AnnieHelpsYou.com/astrology on YouTube. I'll be putting this in the corner where you can click this. It will also be in the notes underneath the video and podcast in both views. And you may want to do that because we have other things happening this month, like Jupiter and Uranus, which we're about to talk about now. Jupiter and Uranus connecting happens every 14 years or so, kind of rare, but them connecting in any given sign only happens 84 years. So the last time it happened the way it's happening now was 84 years ago. So this is once in a generation, or once in a lifetime for many people aspect. It's huge. When outer planets come together, they influence for a long time. They influence things in a mega way. So I'm not going to go into all the possible manifestations that I can think of because I am actually creating separate reports to do that. But this is, you know, very big. So let's talk about some things of how, what you can see with this. So first thing to know is that it's happening April 20th, 21 degrees of Taurus is when Jupiter and Uranus are getting together. And Jupiter expands, Uranus brings a lightning strike. Major technological and scientific advancements can occur. When you look back, like one of the last time that this happened, or one of the times that this happened in 1941, British engineer Frank Whittle patented the jet engine. Okay, and we know what that has done for our lives. Oh, speaking of which, you hear the plane? That's kind of funny, isn't it? Anyway, so I didn't plan that, but that was pretty cool. So those are the kinds of discoveries that can just completely transform our experience. And that's on a global level, that's in a community level, that's in an individual level, that's on a relationship level, and it's happening in the eighth house of relationships. So you have the Scorpio full moon bringing the relationships up, you've got the all the relationship stuff from the Aries transits, and now Jupiter and Uranus are doing this conjunction in your eighth house of relationships. So really, really, you know, transforming and innovating solutions that can mold, you know, our experience individually and globally. It's very, very exciting. Okay, so let's see, what else? Is there anything else? Eclipse time is a time to clear a massive amount of karma. You may go through a portal where life may be completely different. I have a lot of information about eclipses. If you go to the playlist, AnnieHelpsYou.com/astrology, and actually you can go to AnnieHelpsYou.com/eclipses, and I have a separate eclipse playlist. So on there, look for eclipses in Libra, or the seventh house, and that's going to be true for you double. Look for Aries eclipses or eclipses in the first, it says Aries or first house eclipses. Those are the two big ones for Aries people, or I mean for Libra people to listen to now, because that's going to be the most active manifestations of the eclipses. So you can see all the ways that I can think of that these eclipses may manifest for you besides what I've already mentioned. When you go to any of those pages, AnnieHelpsYou.com, either /eclipses, /astrology, or just AnnieHelpsYou.com. There are three buttons. You can go click on Unleash to join my free VIP community. Put your name and email address in there, and you can get access to my sweet and salty list. There are a lot of aspects I didn't talk about for this month that are meaningful because we just had so much to talk about. You can click on the upgrade to access my secret star portal. I am posting more than ever, and I am still making a lot of this content super early. It's posting more close to the time that it's relevant for, but if you want it super early, you go to the Secret Star Portal, either through AnnieHelpsYou.com and then click on upgrade, or you can just search for Annie Botticelli's Secret Star Portal in a Google search and you'll find it. There you'll find my written horoscopes, evergreen material that I've created over the years. You'll find all of my content that I post early there. Okay, and then you can also click on the up-level button, which will bring you to my education. So you're learning through all of my free resources because I'm teaching you intentionally because I'm an astrology teacher. But if you want to take an active, organized, comprehensive course, I have an astrology basics course, and then you get that course for free if you take my astrology certification course, also called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course. You can see that on the up-level button at AnnieHelpsYou.com. And I can help you earn money as an astrologer. So maybe that's part of your revolution now, of your massive changes that are happening with the eclipse. I can help you with that. You can see that there. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.